God has given you a great vision, as we were talking privately. I won't mention anything that you said to me, but I know that you've got great visions for what you want to do in your life, you and Britt, and moving forward with God. And really, again, we are at the beginning of a year, and we're only 15 days into it. And I want to ask you a question to think, all of you, like, do you know what you want this year? Do you know your direction? Have you got anything you are aiming yourself towards, spiritually, mentally, physically, materially, financially, work-wise, family-wise, relationships? What are you aiming? What's your goal? What's your vision? Everyone needs a goal. Everyone needs a vision. And I'm not a scratch record. I'm saying what God wants me to say here, because it's so very important that you have vision. You know, because with vision comes direction. You know, and there's a lot of things that the scriptures also show us. We can learn a lot from them. And about vision, about direction, about the power of our words. And those three things together there are very powerful. And a lot of people stumble to begin because they don't know what they want. And when I come back from India, I can remember sharing with everyone, and even before India, you know, what do you want? You've got to know what you want. And once you know exactly what you want, I think Becky mentioned something about being definite. You've got to have a definite goal, something that you're aiming towards. And it can be spiritual, and it can be physical, and it can be all those things that I've mentioned in life and living. And our first desire and our first priority should be the spiritual ones. You know, like Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need will be added unto you. See, the things that we need in this world could be a stumbling block to us, because we're worried, how can we do this and how can we do that? Or we haven't got enough to do this, or we haven't got enough to do that. But faith, when we got focused, then our faith will overcome and override those basic needs, because we know we need to be focused. We know that as believers, that for a true believer, God is the source of all their supply. He has many avenues. God has many avenues to supply you. He has many avenues he can come through. Your job that you're doing now is not the only avenue God can bless you through. God can open up avenues. He's the way maker, right? He can make a way where there seems no way. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, I've only got one avenue, you know, of income to my life. I know God's my source, but I just can't see how God can open up other avenues for me. But let me tell you, you know, with God, all things are possible. God is the way maker, and he works according to the level of our faith. He can go to work according to your faith. You know, like Jesus would say, you know, do you believe I can do this? And they would say, yes, Lord. And he'd say, according to your faith be it unto you. So faith is very big. And faith is not what we see in the senses realm. It's what we see from the words that are being spoken. And these words build images and pictures. And this is why I believe Paul was inspired by God to say, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen in the senses realm where we are. The thing that we may desire and the thing that we may want may not be evident in our life, but it can be evident in your mind. And once you see it in your mind, then you can materialize it. You can receive it from God. You can manifest it. You know, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. You can have those things in your life. And but it all depends where your focus is. So vision, if you haven't got no vision, you definitely haven't got no focus, right? On your physical eyes, if you've got no vision, you've got no focus. And it's the same with the spiritual one. But God gives us vision. And it says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Why? Because they've got no direction. They're just going to stay outside the city wall until they die, right? Unless they take action. Unless they start making moves. God said to Elijah, go to the brook Cherith, right? He had to have a direction. There was a famine going on, but God was the source of Elijah's supply, and God knew where his needs were going to be met, and it was at the Brook Terrace for a season. And then when that dried up, then he moved on to Sarapath, right? Because he was listening to God. And God was giving him directions. So he followed the heavenly directions, the heavenly words, the encouragement that was coming to his heart and his mind, whether that was an audible voice or thoughts or dreams, however God chose to communicate to Elijah. Elijah knew when God was speaking to him. And Elijah knew it was that still small voice. You know, Elijah wasn't freaking out about stuff. And when he was quiet, then God was able to communicate to his heart. And so when we're quiet, when we're being still and knowing that he is God, he can communicate to our heart and put us on the path that we need to take, which are going to lead to the jackpot moments in our life that we need. Because we all need jackpot moments. We all need deliverance. We all need healing. We all need direction. We all need help in some way or another. And when we go to God and when we go to him, because we know that he's the source of our supply, he will give us words, direction, thoughts and ideas for us to move in. Those words, thoughts and direction will build a picture in your mind of the move you need to take. You'll get it in your mind's eye, right? Listen to the words. You'll get it in your mind's eye. You'll have a picture there. So vision is very important. Where there is no vision, this is revelation, the people perish. Now, we don't want to perish. We don't want to perish because we've got no direction. God says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. A lack of God's wisdom and knowledge to them where they can make the next move and come out of the situations they're in. God is a God of deliverance. We need to be humble. We need to receive these words gladly. As I'm speaking them right now, you need to receive these words gladly. Take my faith out of it. Take my voice out of it even. This is God speaking. And I'm fully persuaded of this. And I am fully persuaded that what God is saying by my mouth, when it's received and acted upon, you will get great results. And we can see that. We've done this already, you know, with the five things that we encourage to do. When people practice that from the heart and with joy and with understanding, then all of a sudden everything starts to change in your life. Now, sometimes we make mistakes and we can cause problems for ourselves. But that's fine, because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There is absolutely no condemnation to you, because you are in Christ Jesus. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. So if you blow it, don't worry about it. Just keep moving forward with God. And we will blow things at times. We don't focus on it. We just acknowledge it. Okay, God, I'm going to continue to move forward. Now you continue to direct my steps. See, God orders your steps. Why? Because with your steps, you will be taking certain direction. But if you're not listening, you won't be taking those certain steps. You won't be taking those certain directions. God makes your feet like hinds feet and sets you upon your high place. He knows sometimes we're climbing mountains. And if you're climbing up a mountain and you slip, you can fall a long way down. And just like that hind, it will take its front feet and it feel for the good places in front of it, and it places its back feet exactly where its front foot has been. And that's why it doesn't fall down the mountain. And we're like that with God. You know, we follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Same as that hind there. So words that you're hearing on this Zoom fellowship, the heavenly words, the ones that are coming from God, not our carnal words, but our heavenly words that God is speaking by our mouths, this should be building vision and giving you direction. And then what propels that is the power of your words, your confession to that. And then God says in Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision. Well, in Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it should eat the fruit thereof. So we got to speak the vision as well as have the vision in our minds. We've got to speak it. And we got to speak like it's already ours. That we all is already in our possession, what we desire, what we envision, what our goal is, that it's already in our possession, even if it isn't physically in the physical realm yet. But it's there in the spiritual realm. And it will become manifest into our physical realm as we stay focused and as we stay confessing and as we stay moving forward. And the one way to help you to stay focused on what you're doing this year, so that you're consistent. You're not just sharing something in one fellowship and forget about it for the rest of the year. Like, you know, people say, well, this is my desire, and then they forget about it for the rest of the year, and they never accomplish anything, all right? Is write the vision. Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision. Make it plain that he that readeth may run to do it. So vision gives direction. Vision answers the questions, where am I going? Do you know where you're going? If you are walking down the street and I stopped you, I could say to you, oh, how are you doing? Good to see you. Oh, by the way, do you know where you're going? You say, yeah, I'm going to the shop. You wouldn't be out walking the street without a purpose, would you? You'll be going somewhere. You'll be heading and planning to move somewhere. You know, and it's the same spiritually. It works the same spiritually. There's no difference. We kind of complicate it and mystify it. It's very simple. God is saying, look, simple steps. So without vision, people wander, right? And they wander aimlessly. But vision brings order, it brings focus, and it brings purpose. And when God gives vision, he gives direction. Vision keeps you moving forward even when the road is unclear. And that's why we need one, right? And God can put that vision in your heart. You can go to God, what is your vision for me? You've got the best path and the best plan for me. Now, I've got my vision, my plan for me. Satan has a vision and a plan for me. But God, I want your vision and your plan for me. Put me on the path that is leading to life. Put me on the path that is leading to fruitfulness and blessings and glory to your name and enlightenment to me. And so that I can be close to you and walk like Jesus Christ walked. That I can walk and emulate my Savior. That I can mimic his walk, his speech, his mindset, his heart. Because we've got it all wrapped up in that Spirit of God. And direction is sustained by the words, by what we say. So once vision is received, words give life. What you say consistently shapes where you go. Your words will either align with your God-given vision or pull you away from it. Right words strengthen faith. Wrong words weakens direction. And that's how simple this is. It's not very complicated. You know, words carry power. And like I've already mentioned, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Jesus taught the disciples about the power of their words. He told them how to get through life. He told them how to remove the problems in their life. The problems are the mountains, right? The mountains in the Bible could be figurative or literal. But when Jesus talking, you know, he may be referring to literal mountains, but we also know figuratively mountains are used as problems, situations, things that are hindering you. And Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, this debt, this lack of money, this lack of relationships, this loneliness, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall believe in his or her heart and doubt not, he or she will have whatsoever they say. You will have whatsoever you believe in your heart and say with your mouth, I'm lonely. No one really cares. Nothing really works for me. People are always trying to trip me up. Now these may be factual realities in your life, but we can't afford to confess them. We got to say what we want and not what we see. Are you saying what you want? Or are you saying what you feel and what you see? You know, emotions are big. And you can align your emotions with truth. Instead of getting blown about with your emotions and getting yourself in trouble with them, you can harness your emotions and use it for power. So that, you know, you're not bummed out in your brain. You know, emotions are very strong. They can make your brain frazzle where you can't even think straight. But you bring every thought subject to the beings of Christ. And it's by saying what God says about your situation. You know, like I said, the mountain could be debt, it could be health, you've got to speak life into your situations. You've got to speak prosperity into your situations. You've got to call money. Every time you call poverty, I haven't got this, I haven't got that, you're calling it to your bank account. Stop calling debt to your bank account, more debt. Because that's what you're doing. It's making a way, you're making a way through the word, negative words you're speaking, because your words are creating forth death or life, negative or positive. So when you start saying all these things, then you're going to create the wrong thing. Your words are created forth. Just read James chapter 3. James chapter 1, 2 and 3. Faith and confession is right there as well. So I am prosperous. No, you're not. You're struggling. I am successful. I am rich. I'm overbounding with abundance. Bank account is overflowing. I'm in such a great position. I can bless. I can pay for things. I can pay for whatever I desire, and I can pay for other people too. You may be stone broke on the physical reality, but you start calling what I've just said, I am prosperous, I am successful, poverty runs away from me, and riches come to me. Then you'll start to see your world change. It won't be overnight, but it'll start to change. You'll start to see your whole atmosphere around you change. And see, your words are not neutral. They create atmospheres. Words shape mindsets and influence outcomes. Wow. How about that, eh? Your words create atmospheres. If you start gasbagging and talking behind someone's back, you're creating an atmosphere of unbelief, of strife, of envy, confusion. That's the atmosphere you're creating for yourself, by the way. And you're shaping your mindset to think evil rather than good. And it's going to influence the wrong outcomes in your life. But if you start speaking good words, and you start speaking faith-filled words, and you start speaking blessings about other people, you know, when you see someone be successful, do you know what you should do? Not think, oh, why bloody them? You know? It should be happening to me, but everybody else seems to get all these blessings. I get shit. Right? Some people can think like that. You've got to celebrate other people's successes. And a lot of people find that hard because of jealousy. But that's a spirit, right? Jealousy is a spirit. It could become a spirit. So you've got to change that paradigm. When you see someone getting blessed or doing really well, celebrate. Say, oh, that's just amazing. Praise them up. Thank God that they're doing it. You know, and you'll start celebrating your own successes. But if you start being jealous, and then you talk about it, or you gossip about things, or you put negative things in there, then you start seeing that happen to you. Because what you give is what you receive. So your words are powerful. What have you been saying? What have you been thinking? Have you been envious of other people? Have you been talking about this person, that person? Stop it. If you have, because it's detrimental to you. And so we want to speak faith-filled words for ourselves and for other people. We want to celebrate success. We want to celebrate goodness. We don't want to celebrate badness. We don't want to celebrate someone's failure or someone's negativity or someone's wrongdoing. But we can pray for those things. We can pray for one another when someone's going through it. Instead of just putting them down, let's pray for them. Let's speak life into them. And when we do that, that will happen in turn for you when you face any challenges. And God is with you. He's the God of peace. And he's a God of love. And he's a God of light. And there's no confusion in God. And we have to clean things out. You know, if we hold on to these negative, don't allow anyone to speak negative amongst you. If someone comes to you and says, that Van Patterson, you know what, he really ticks me off. Or that Bambi, man, who she really goes on about it and all the time. Or that Frank, or that Lawrence, he says the same old things. I can see it, you know, but like God shows me these things so I can address them. For the people, not for me. I'm fine. I'm blessed because I'm saying the right things. I'm speaking the right things, see? Now, we want to grow in strength. We want to move forward into this year with our visions, goals and desires that God has placed in our hearts. And also as a team together, as a body of Christ, we got some visions and goals. Like we got this South Carolina coming up, right? And so we want this to move together. We want to be like-minded on it. We want to do everything that's going to make it successful by being in agreement, by praying, by speaking good words, by just taking part. If we want to take part, and if you're not taking part, then just pray for it, support it somehow, you know, because this is what we need to do if you desire to come together. And so, like, we need to have the good side of this life and living. We can't carry on practicing the old way that many of us have been accustomed to from the old way international. You can't have that type of thinking and that judging and, you know, putting sly words in about people. You can't live that way. That's wrong. Absolutely wrong. And if you've got something to say, you need to say it. Get it out of the way so you don't have, and you, whether you're right or wrong, if you've got something to say to someone, say it. And if you're wrong, you can be corrected. But don't hold on to it and then start spreading gossip and lies. So we got to speak vision and not fear, right? We got to speak purpose and not confusion. We got to speak faith and not failure. Because if you're not speaking faith, you're speaking failure. If you're not speaking purpose, then you're speaking everything else, confusion. And if you're not speaking vision, then you're speaking everything that could be fearful and build a vision of, well, I don't know what's going to happen in my future. Because you can create that with God. He'll work in you and show you what to do and the direction he wants you to take. So when we write a vision, it activates the power of words. You know that? When you write your vision, it activates the power of your words. When you write the vision, you are declaring it. Written words reinforce your belief. And then, you know, we do this as a daily confession. Like, you can pick up your vision, you know, get focused on it, start declaring it, start reading it, start speaking it out. But silence brings in doubt and it brings distraction. So what you write can be something you speak and pray and pursue. So have you got anything written down? Have you sat down and thought about what God wants you to do this year with him? What the dreams and desires he's put in there? Because you'll have your thoughts, you'll have your vision, you'll have your desire. But somewhere in there is God's vision and God's desire. Remember I told you there was three paths, right? You got God with his vision and goals and desires for your life. You've got your own vision, goals and desires for yourself. And you've got Satan. He has a vision and a plan for you, and it ain't bloody good. All right? But we want to speak in agreement with God's vision. And we want to grow. And we can grow when our words agree with God's words, what he's put into our heart. Like God said to me, Lawrence, you're going to move the word in all of the UK and the whole of Europe. That is my confession. And I've also grown to USA and wherever God opens the doors. So even in the delaying times of the vision happening or something happening or in difficult times, when we speak that, we keep ourselves strong. And we're not letting the circumstances say that what can happen in the future isn't going to happen. See, your future responds to your confession and where you set your mind. So where have you got your target? Like if I jump in my car and I've got a destination in my heart, the vision is to get to London, there's a path for me to follow to get to London. Or I can get on the road without any directions and end up the opposite way to London. I can end up down in Devon. So God just wants you to think about these things. You know, really think about what you want. What do you want? You've got to know what you want. Then you can start praying it to God. Give me your vision. Give me your direction. Give me your desire. And he'll put things in your heart. Like already, you know, one of my desires was to go to India. Again? Yeah, again. So March, I've already got my Indian visa sorted out for the year. And I've already got a date to go to India, which will be in March. March the 5th to the 17th, maybe a few more days before and after. So God's put it in my heart. That's the direction he wants me to take. I've been there so many times, but I still got a lot to learn. And I'm still hungry to see the wonderful believers. I've seen a lot of Nepal. Now I want to see the believers in India again. I want to see the leaders there. They're fantastic people that operate in the way I'm sharing right now. And we just need to fine-tune what we're doing with this faith and confession and vision and direction. We need to continue to become stronger in the things that we've already been taught and know. we need to be even stronger in the practices, in the speaking by the Spirit, speaking in tongues, honoring God, staying connected, praying for the laborers. You know, we need to do these things, and with even more heart. Father, help me to see the heart and the depth of those things. Enlarge my vision. Enlarge my vision, you know? So like God wants to enlarge your vision. He wants to accomplish a lot with you this year. He wants us as a group to accomplish a lot. He wants to add to each of us, even in your own fellowships that you began. He wants to really bless you. But you've got to be listening. You just don't do your own thing. Do the things with God. Do God's thing, you know. And the direction for that is coming through this fellowship, coming through our connection here. So vision gives direction. Words give power. When vision is written and spoken and believed, it produces movement and transformation. So write this vision, speak it daily, walk in it faithfully, and God will bring it to pass. Because it's not on us, it's grace. So God wants to say what we want, not what we see. So my encouragement to everyone is to be focused. Get clear and concerned on what you desire. There was a wonderful book written by a man, and it's called The Bible Tells Me So. And in the very first chapters of it, it talks about being released from your prisons. And it talks about a camera. You know, like if you want to get a good picture, you've got to get your image in view of the camera. You've got to make sure everything is in there that you want. And then you make sure that you're in full focus of that image. And then you wait for the lighting, make sure the lighting's right, nothing's obstructing it. You've got the clear picture, then you take the picture, and then you've got the picture. And he was sharing in there, that's how your mind has to be when you desire something. You've got to get the clear image of what you desire in your mind. You've got to give it enough exposure time and focus time. And then you take the picture. And then what you desire will be the answer to prayer, will be the thing that you've confessed, will be the desire that you want. So these are the things that were taught many years ago, like, you know, some of the things I've shared here. But now it's being lived. It was being learnt before, not really practiced fully by many people. But now it's being lived. And, you know, and God's got a great way of bringing everything into the things that you've learned into a wonderful understanding so that you can move powerfully as ministers, as leaders, as fellow workers to God and with God, as fellow workers with God. And, you know, God by that Holy Spirit is teaching you. The Spirit of God leads you into all truth. And these are the truths that he's leading us into because these are powerful truths. This is what governs people's lives. People operate this way whether they know it or not. You see the unbelieving world when someone leaves school. They're encouraged. What do you want a career in? And then they're worked with to focus on that. They have to focus. Listen to the words. Focus. Okay, you want to be a bricklayer. Okay, what that entails a lot of things. You've got to get the image in mind of what you need. You've got to get some understanding there. And we can't be so dumb to think that God isn't organized in the same way, but in a higher way, right? But in a very simple way as well, and powerful way. No logical way that we can understand. And so the world can put the faith and vision, without them realizing it, into practice and be successful with what they want to do on the carnal level. How much more should we be on the spiritual level? Because we can. All we got to do is think it through. And we don't have to mystify everything. You know, because God is real. He's real and he's working on our level because he wants to bring us up to his level in our thinking, in our speaking and in our practice so that we can rule and reign in this life by one Jesus Christ, that we can have dominion and authority in situations, that we can heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, that we can prosper and be in health, and that we can accomplish every goal and vision and desire he puts in our hearts to do. So anyway, this is what was coming to my heart, and I'm so blessed to hear everyone, and I know God's taken us all to the next level. You know, we're all doing great, And we're already there spiritually, but in the play out of what we are in Christ, it takes practice. And you're all doing amazing. I'm so thankful for all of you. I'm so thankful we have this Zoom fellowship. We have this togetherness. And, you know, some of the people that are not on here, we keep them in our prayers because maybe they got work or they got something going on in their life and we don't know what it is. I don't know. Because unless people connect, I won't know. But when people connect, we can know things. We can pray for things. So let's keep each other in our prayers. You know, I know there's people that pray for me, which I'm so really thankful for, to God, for those people that do that. But I also pray for every one of you. And, you know, you can pray for everyone on here. Like, make it like it's your own fellowship, you know? Because this is God's fellowship. So there's no one lesser, and there's no one higher. But we've all got the same Spirit of God, and we can all move powerfully. But we need to be humble and pay attention when the words are being spoken. And even write it down. Take some notes. It doesn't hurt to take notes, you know, for things that are hitting your heart. And then you take that to God. Father, enlighten me more on this. Reveal more to my heart, for you to me, on these things. And he will show you. He really will. So anyway, that's what I would like to share. And with that, I would like Ethel Robinson to share next, please.